is Red Hot.
The freshest music in town. Jackalope Radio.
Super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake. Mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area.
42nd Street Pete.
Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, before your skull is cracked.
42nd Street Pete.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man of the hour, the man with the power, the man who's going to take you to the grindhouse, 42nd Street Pete!
Yay. Well, not so sure I'm going to take anybody to the grindhouse tonight because we got some bad news coming last night that Sage Stallone passed away at age 36, and there is a lot of speculation going on about what happened, but it's neither here nor there until there's an autopsy. Everybody can just shut the fuck up on that account. There's also been some really rotten remarks on something called TMZ and a couple other things about, you know, things. People should just back off. Sage, you know, had his quirks like we all do and was a good guy, and it's just a shame that, you know, whatever happened, happened at such a young age. And, you know, Todd, you knew him a lot better than I did.
Yeah, I when I saw those TMZ remarks, man, it felt like a stab through my heart because I was thinking about his friends and family, his mother, who really isn't in the public eye. And I thought to myself, you know, TMZ, you're a pile of dog shit. You know, you really don't have the right, just because his father is famous, to go on there and just trash a guy out. First, huge headlines. I mean, huge, bold headlines. Stallone's son dead 4 days, no one found him. I was like, really? And then the next headline, Stallone's son dies of overdose. Well, we don't know any of that. Number one, Sage Stallone was his own person, and he never used his dad's name to get anywhere. So the fact that they won't even call him by his own name is pretty frustrating. Secondly, you know, he's got a family over there of people that care about him, and it's tragic enough to deal with this. But then when you're seeing this kind of crap out there, this bottom feeder, nonsensical BS, you know, I've taken him on. I've invited him to come on the shows. They won't do it. They don't have the balls to come on here and face us face to face and hear what we have to say over at TMZ. So, you know, I say we just stomp on their asses any way we can. I've got a lot of people that have sent me emails and things that have called them. And later on in the show, I'm going to give you their number to call. You know, you can go to their website and find the contact information there to send them letters as well. But I'm going to give their phone number later in the show, so stick around for that because I'm that angry.
Why don't we call them live on the air?
Man, that would be awesome. We should do that,
man. Well, fucking call them. We got the technology.
We got the power.
Yeah.
I got to go find the number now. I thought it was going to be after the break, so hell, you got to give me a minute. Talk amongst yourselves. Griff?
Talks amongst ourselves.
Griff, here's my Griff.
Speaking of the Sage Stallone thing, I read what you wrote and copied it and edited it and then posted it again on the TMZ website. So I took out your heart attack comment because I didn't suffer a heart attack.
Right, right.
I wasn't. So I kind of shortened it down a little bit and I reposted it. So if you see it on there, I put it on there. So
yeah, for sure. Well, good for you, man. Good for you. I'm going to get the phone number right now so we can call it on the air.
All right, yeah.
I'll just let
we got Jeopardy music to play.
We'll just let Pete
hurry back. I miss you already.
I'm still here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going on the web here so I can call.
Should have fucking Jeopardy music.
I know. Down, 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 down. We do it like that. It'd be awesome.
Don't get us wrong. We're not making light of the situation. It's just that fucking website fucking sucks. And, you know, say, you know, it wasn't for Sage. I mean, we were just talking about on your show about Cannibal Holocaust, and, you know, he was the guy who put it together to put it out, you know?
Right.
Well, he did a lot of things. He did, I mean, there's a whole ton of movies.
I thought you went to look for the fucking number.
I'm right here, man. I got the number and everything. Well, where do you think I'm going?
You know, like I spoke about, you know, on my show earlier, you know, we talk about these guys who put out these shoddy, you know, copies of movies and stuff and are charging ungodly amounts. You want to talk about it, somebody who put in a lot of heart and dedication into his releases. They didn't do a lot of releases in the time that, you know, he was doing that. But, man, the ones that seen to the market were phenomenal. Extras, I mean, clarity, picture, you know, packaging was, you know, you had to wait for a while before they showed up, but, man, it was worth the wait. I mean, they were fucking gorgeous prints.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, the pieces one. I mean, it, just the extra with the interview with Paul Smith, it just made me want to go hang out with the guy and get in a bar fight with him somewhere.
Right. The I Drink Your Blood, that was
that was
great print.
Great.
You know, so.
Yeah.
Man, someone's calling you all night out there.
Yeah.
You got phone issues.
I tried to turn the volumes all the way down, yet the fucking ringer continues.
It's on crack.
To be on full fucking volume.
I got you a number here, Pete. Here we go. See what we got here, ladies and gentlemen. Live on the air, we're calling TMZ.
You started it off.
You don't want to start off at your show.
No, you start off politely, then I'll come in like a shark. It was a voicemail. I'll give it to him.
They're probably...
You've reached the TMZ tip line. Please leave us your tip after the tone. Thanks. Bye.
Go ahead.
Your message cannot be delivered because that mailbox is full. Please enter another extension number.
How about I extend my foot in your ass?
Hit zero.
Hit zero.
I'm trying.
Please
enter
the name of the person you wish to... That entry is not valid. Please enter the name of the person... That entry is not valid.
Superfan Rob's trying to come on, too.
The person you wish to select.
I'll let him on.
Last name followed by first. For the letter Q, press 7.
I'll tell you what.
Plus 7.
Hello?
Mailbox 70799. To select this entry, press pound.
Okay, Pete, here you go.
Thank you. Just a moment.
It's going to be hilarious. We've gone through hell to leave a message over here. I left one earlier.
It's probably the president's number.
That'd be great.
Oh, what's going on? Hey, what's up, man?
We're trying to leave a nasty message on TMZ.
Wow.
Is it going on?
I don't think it's there.
It's doing something.
Something clicked.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Taking long enough for a fucking voicemail.
Extension 70799 doesn't answer. Please leave a message at the tone or enter another extension number or press 0 for assistance.
You heard it right here.
Recording.
You worthless pieces of shit. You take a fucking young kid who had some kind of accident, you smear his name all over the fucking internet like he OD'd or something when the facts aren't even fucking in. You are the most worthless cocksuckers I've ever had the fucking misfortune to come across. You fucking worthless bottom-feeding assholes. Yellow journalism at its finest. My name is 42nd Street Pete. I'm on Jackalope 105FM.com. You people suck donkey balls as far as I'm concerned. You are the fucking worst of the worst. And you are indicative of what this country's become. One big fucking rumor-spreading fucking cesspool. Why don't you people fuck off? This kid had a family and everything like that, and you just make things miserable for him because his last name is Stallone? You can kiss my fucking guinea ass, you fucking worthless pieces of shit. Call me back is the number. What's the number, Todd?
310-928-7857.
Yeah, call us back, motherfuckers. We're on for another 45 minutes.
There you go. We won't get a call.
Well, we won't get a call.
You don't think?
They're all down on the fucking street right now, hovering around restaurants and fucking clubs.
Waiting
trying
for
to
someone
get,
to get who's dead to come out and take a picture of them.
Just get a fucking panty shot of somebody coming out of a fucking nightclub.
And Superfan Rob's here. Rob, are you here?
I think he left.
I think he did, too.
Maybe he thought he got the wrong number.
Better call him back.
Superfan Rob.
Call him back. He gets upset.
Here he comes. Here he comes. Poor guy. All right. Here we go.
Hey, what's up, man? What's up?
We didn't chase you off. We were just leaving a nasty fucking message for TMZ.
Who's TMZ?
They put a big fucking bit. What is it, internet news thing or something? Or
they kind of they've got a whole bunch. I mean, they work with MTV and everybody.
Yeah, they're just the local fucking pop culture goon squad that goes out and sticks, kind of like the legalized paparazzi, kind of for the television.
Wonderful, great.
Oh, I wonder whose voicemail box that is.
Hopefully, it's the fucking president of that worthless piece of shit.
That'd be pretty funny.
If they call back, I'd be happy.
Well, we gave him a 45-minute window.
TMZ has consistently been credited for breaking the biggest stories dominating the news.
Bunch of cum dumpsters.
It's a collaboration between AOL and Telepictures. Yeah. AOL owns that piece of crap.
It figures. Assholes online. Bags.
Man.
You got
I mean, I can't. Go ahead, Pete.
Sorry. Oh, go ahead.
I can't believe he's gone, man. I mean, jeez. I mean, I talked to him briefly on the telephone, and he was a nice guy. You know, I mean, whatever anybody says, I don't care. He was very nice, and he was. Can I say this?
Yeah.
What am I about to say? He was taking care of Dave Zsolkin. He had a problem. He was not doing well, and he was taking care of him. And he was just really a nice guy.
Man, I got to tell
that's
you,
all
you know,
I have to say.
He's never done he's never done anything to deserve the crap that they're doing to him right now, just because he's not here to defend himself. And you know, last time I talked to Sage was fairly recently, because I'm trying to get out to L.A. here in August, and we were kind of trying to plan up a meeting, go down into New Beverly, hang out, you know, do some things together. It had been a long time since we'd seen each other, and we were going to try to work it out. So it kind of crushed me, considering that we spoke fairly recently. I mean, it came in, and it just kicked me, right in my nuts, to be honest. I mean, it doubled me over. I felt when I got the news, I just felt like I'd been, knocked out, really. It was terrifying, and the fact is, you know, I've spent some time with him. We had many, many telephone conversations. We had a great time together, and it's terrible that this is going on. It looks like we have a phone call coming in here.
Oh, see who it is.
You're on the air with 42nd Street Pete.
Hi, Pete. It's Doug Walt. How you doing?
Hey, man. How you doing, man?
Good. Yeah, I saw your thing about Sage. It was really a bummer.
Yeah, it fucking came out of left field. 36 years old.
Yeah, just a kid. I mean, yeah. Ernest Borgnine's one thing, 95, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, the other one. Plus, I always liked everything that Sage released. His releases were the best.
Yeah.
I agree.
I'll tell you my Sage story, which is, another one of those weird twists and turns. I was selling some one-sheets on eBay, and he was on eBay as Eastman Price, I think, or something. So he's bidding. He wins like, I don't know, like 30 things. It's like a $400 bill. So I'm like, this is before they had the PayPal stuff. And I said, usually take a money order, dude, but I know who you are. I'll take your check. So then I go do Wasteland. All right. I'm gone for like a week. I come back. I got no check. I go on eBay. No longer a registered user of eBay. I'm like, motherfucker. I got to go in and delete all this shit. Put in, one pay, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so winds up I gave him 30 unpaid item strikes. So damn. Then, of course, I go on my internet rant. People don't like that stuff. So I was talking to Bob Murawski, and, he said, got to talk to Sage about this whole thing to straighten it out. And I said, no, Sage, there's nothing to straighten out. He can talk to me. I ain't got a problem. So he emails me, and he says, can you do me a big favor and remove those unpaid item strikes? And I says, well, that was about a year ago now, so I don't see where there's going to be an issue. So I called up eBay and I says, look, the guy made a mistake. I said, he ain't going to take them, but I'm not going to hold anything against them. So they go, yeah, so they removed the 30 unpaid item strikes. So he emails me back and he goes, thanks, but I still can't get on. I go, how many of these damn things do you have? And he goes, I don't know. I lost track. So I was like, wow. Okay, so yeah, so fine, so yeah, but we were cool after that. I mean, we he was a gentleman, everybody fucks up, but I was just like super pissed because I was just like sitting there waiting for the payoff and like no longer a registered user of eBay. Shit.
Right.
Oh yeah. So you're not working tonight, I guess, huh?
No, I got the night off. We went down to Dayton, Ohio to see Henry Coutu's new movie this weekend.
Oh, I didn't know we had something coming up.
Yeah, it's called Bleeding Through. It was pretty good. Kind of a depression, vengeance, suicide kind of movie.
He's a talented guy.
Yep. I think
they're actually, being that I'm not in Jersey anymore, I think they're going to use him to shoot my stuff now when we decide to get back into it again, which may be soon. I don't know.
All right.
We got to see, because I got two. There's two things in the can that we didn't finish, and I have to see this stuff because I don't know what the hell. I know it was three John Holm films on one DVD and three other films on another DVD, but I'm not 100% sure what anything was. So I got to get a disc of this and check it out. So it'll be a thrilling evening of watching porn, you know. So.
All right, there you go. All right, I just wanted to call in, man. You guys have a good day.
Okay, thanks for calling, man. I'll see you
in... Have a good week. I'll see you at Wasteland, right?
Yeah, right, definitely.
I'll see you at Wasteland, too.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Todd, yeah.
Hello.
Good to hear you both doing good. I'll talk to you guys next week.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye, guys.
Bye. He's out in Michigan, I think. Where is he? Michigan? Oh, Milwaukee, I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but, I mean... when I first read about Sage, they said that was from pills, and I don't know what.
Just don't.
I'm not sure how he died.
Just don't. Just let the people that do it on a daily basis tell you how he died. Don't worry. Don't.
They'll let us know.
You know.
To hell with those other people.
Okay.
Don't feed into the bullshit. You know. I mean.
Yeah, that's what the problem is.
That's the problem. That's the problem with the fucking world today is everybody clamors on the fucking internet and nobody, you know, nobody's got any patience.
Facebook went up.
You know.
Yeah. So. All of Facebook went up. I mean, that's for sure. It all went up. I mean, right after it happened. I mean, everybody was. Damn.
Well, nobody had anything to talk about for up until something pops, and then everybody's got something to do for 2 minutes, and then they all go back to acting like mindless slugs, just staring at a blank screen until something else pops or.
Absolutely.
Well, all I have to say is he was a very kind-hearted guy, and Pete can even tell you back when there was an issue between the two for a minute. I had nothing but the greatest things. I was like, dude, you just got to talk to him because Sage is a great guy. And I mean, I loved hanging out with him. I loved talking to him on the phone. You'd call Sage for a 10-minute conversation, and you'd be on the phone until your battery was dead on your cell phone. True story. He would talk to me till my battery died. It'd be an hour and a half, 2 hour conversation because you never knew. What was going on, or where what people were hanging around, or where he was, or it was great. It was an adventure, and he's going to be missed, man, because that energy,
That's because he knew how to converse with people. He knew how to hold a conversation with people. You know, that's a lost fucking art in the world that we live in today. That's like keystrokes. You know, like I said, I admit it again. I use the internet just as much as anybody, and I troll for movies for hours, and I waste a lot of time on the internet. But to sit there and...
But you also hang out with your friends every
night. Right, but if I'm going to sit there and get into a 20-minute conversation, I'll be like, just call me. Just pick up the phone, call me.
Yeah, really.
Because, I mean, I've talked for maybe 3 or 4 minutes, shot back and forth with somebody to clarify some stuff, maybe taking a little longer. But if I'm going to sit there and just shoot the shit, I'm not going to sit there and type fucking keys. You know, just call me. You know, I'll make the time to talk to you, you know.
Yeah, hearing someone's voice is much better. It really is. Or seeing them in person is much. Yeah, I mean, maybe we're old school. I mean, I don't know. We don't text. We don't do all that crap. I mean, I don't even own a cell phone or a texting thing. And I don't know.
I can't see good enough to text.
Well, I mean, texting has its places. I mean, if you're in a position, where you can't really make a phone call or you don't have the time to be, a simple statement. Get it over with, get it out of the way, get a reply, move on. But just to sit there and sit there on the phone for, hours just texting back and forth over. I mean, unless you're trying to work a chick for a panty shot or a picture of her tits or something, that's different. But, any other conversations, just pick up the phone and call the guy or just go, better yet, go to his house and hang out, watch a movie, take over some fucking beer or, some weed if you got it, and sit, fuck, you probably haven't seen the guy in months. Hang out and bullshit with him.
Yeah, really.
You know, fuck.
So.
That's how I feel.
I mean, that's pretty much the way I even got roped into this whole fucking internet podcast thing, is because of the groups of guys that I hung around with, you know, back after I graduated from high school. We'd get together once a month, hang out and eat and drink some beer and stuff and watch a bunch of bad movies. And we, you know, it became a monthly thing. And the next thing you know, I'm like, well, that's kind of a cool atmosphere. Sit around bullshit. So I'm like, Todd gave me the opportunity to come on the radio and do it with everybody else. I'm like, well, fuck, I'll just act like an idiot on the radio, too.
So there you go.
Why not?
That's what we all do.
Same here.
Well,
and go ahead. I just want to say that Sage cared about his films that he put out. People think, oh, what's taking so? He cares about the quality of the films. He cares. He's not like some DVD companies are just gonna put it on there and ship it out. Whether they care about the quality, they cared. Grindhouse cared.
Well,
that's
true.
All I gotta say.
Well, another guy we lost at the beginning of the week, I think it was Sunday night, was Ernest Borgnine, 95 years old.
Yeah.
And, God, you know, he was one of that great group of actors that came out of the service in World War II, including Charles Bronson, Lee Van Cleef, Jack Palance, Richard Boone, you know, tons of guys like that. And, you know, he started in 1951, weirdly enough, cast as an Asian in China Corsair. And, you know, bounced around, you know, in the early 50s, did a lot, you know, some TV stuff, you know, usually a heavy. And then in 53, he was the guy who, I think, beat Frank Sinatra to death in From Here to Eternity as Sergeant Fatso Judson. That was his first big, you know, real recognition. And, you know, bounced around, you know, a couple TV series like On the Waterfront. And,
now here's a cab driver in Escape from New York.
Yeah, oh yeah, that was way down the road, though. Now, here's the thing, if you wanted to see all these guys lined up in one movie, it would be Vera Cruz in 54, because you had Ernie, Charles Bronson, Jack Elam, Jack Lambert, John Denner, a couple other guys I can't remember, but that's all these guys just came out then. And then his big thing was he in that movie Marty, he got the Oscar for Best Actor, and that sort of made him. But he was still doing, you know, all these like heel roles, and then sometimes you know, nice guy things, you know, up you know, until a point. And then I think the big thing was they were doing a lot of, you know, World War II movies, and he wound up in the Dirty Dozen, you know, down the road. I'm trying to think when that was. That was 67. But he had done a lot of war movies and things, Flight of the Phoenix. And of course, he was in McHale's Navy from 62 to 66. And that was, you know, one of those weird little quirky things. I don't think he really wanted to do TV, but, you know, TV was where it was at that point. You know, still always did, you know, big budget stuff. And then, like, one of the pinnacles was The Wild Bunch, of course. Sam Peckinpah's classic.
Yep.
You know, that's where that came in. And, you know, he did grindhouse films, too, like, you know, Spaghetti Western, Bullet for Sandoval, Willard, Bunny O'Hare. Here's a film nobody can seem to find, The Revengers. It was like a sort of a Magnificent Seven Wild Bunch type deal that Paramount put out. Nobody seems to have it. And then Poseidon Adventure and, you know, Emperor of the North. Anybody ever see that one?
I didn't.
No?
No.
It's him as this conductor, and Lee Marvin is this bum that tries to, like, hitch rides on trains during the Depression and stuff, and they have a fight on it, like an open car that's completely brutal. And Ernie came up with Lee, Bad Day at Black Rock, when they were tormenting Spencer Tracy, because he had one arm. I think somebody just said, I think it's going to be July 26th that Turner Movie Classics is going to run a marathon for 2 days with Ernie's stuff.
Yeah, they've got it listed on the website.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good.
But, you know, the thing It's cool that they're running that tribute.
Yeah.
You know, it's really cool that they're doing it. But how about you move it to the weekend?
Yeah.
You know, where people could actually like that. Because you know his fan base was huge. You know, the wide range of age, the demographics, you know, it was immense. So to allow those fans to go back and maybe watch some of those movies that maybe they hadn't seen for quite a while, wouldn't you try running that on maybe like a Saturday?
Yeah.
You know, to where people can actually really stay home and gear down and you know, and make a festival out of it instead of showing it on a fucking Thursday or a weeknight, you know, where you're only going to be able to catch two or three movies at the most, depending on what your work schedule is like.
I don't have that problem. But, I'm a bum. But actually, you could do a month worth of this stuff. You know, like Haney Calder, The Trackers, Poseidon Adventure. What else did he do here? Oh, here, another grindhouse film, Devil's Reign. You don't get any more grindhousey than that. Then, jeez.
But I remember watching the Dirty Dozen, you know, as a kid.
Yeah.
And it just became one of those movies that no matter. You know, it was a staple on TNT forever. I mean, no matter when you turned it on TNT, they were playing The Dirty Dozen, either that or TBS. But just one of those movies, and every time it was on, no matter where it was in the film, you were watching it. And I always watched it, no matter where it was at, even if it was only 5 minutes left, you had to watch it. You know?
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah. It's one of those must-sees. Another one he did The Peckinpah Convoy.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, that was a bad movie.
But you can get that from Cheesy Flicks.
Was it Charles Bronson in The Dirty Dozen?
Yeah.
Yeah, now I remember, yeah.
You know, that's the whole thing. All them guys came up together. Bronson, Borgnine, Lee Marvin. Jeez. And, it's, you know, Escape from New York. There was another one, this one called The Ravagers. I think it was a Filipino thing. It was like one of those apocalyptic things. He was living in some old oil tanker or something.
Wow.
Hmm.
Yeah, then a horrible fucking movie, The Young Warriors. Did a lot of TV, too. Dirty Dozen, The Next Mission. Just, you know, a ton of stuff. Man. There was another weird one he did. I wonder how this worked out. I think it was Codename Wild Geese. He was in it with Lee Van Cleef and Kinski. He looked really fucking out of place.
They just released that, didn't they, on DVD? Didn't somebody just drop that?
I'm not sure. I got it in an import.
I was going to say, I think it's
in the 1980s?
Yeah, I think so.
I think Diabolik DVD, somebody just put that out. I want to say that was like on their new release or latest release list or something. That sounds familiar.
That had to be 80. I'm trying to. I just went on IMDb because I'm just trying to see. Shit. I don't see it. Maybe they don't even have that damn credit here. Oh, no, here, Codename Wild Geese, 84. That was a horrible fucking movie. Somebody told me, I think it was the guy who used to have Luminous, that he had footage of Kinski going nuts off screen. That would always be fucking entertaining.
Yeah.
Kinski was a fucking weird character to begin with anyway.
I loved him.
Yeah, he was great. He was one of a kind.
I wish somebody would have fucking got it and made to where they could put Udo Kerr and Kinski in the same movie.
Yeah. Well, according to the IMDb, he just finished his last film in 2012. So, yeah.
Well, not to mention, guys,
I've got a call coming in. Give me one second. Okay. You're live with Pete.
Hey, it's Allison.
Hey, how you holding up there, girl?
Hey, what's up?
Shitty.
Yeah. This is Allison, otherwise known as the Necro Mistress.
That's right. Yep.
She was a friend of Sage's.
That's right.
Hey, Allison, what's up? It's Rob.
Hey, put on the show.
Yep.
Yeah.
Here you guys going on about Wild Geese and Arrow UK is actually putting out a special edition.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
I don't know how special it could be, because that movie actually sucked.
Yeah, but you know what? I pre-ordered it anyway.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Because I'm a hoarder.
Good.
But, yeah. saw your post about TMZ earlier and everything, and it's fucked up. I mean, talking about him. He was a private person, and it's just weird seeing pictures of his house, and he was totally, like, private about stuff like that.
Wow. That's true. When was the last time you talked to him, Allison?
I haven't talked to him for, like, a couple years. Cause
oh, wow.
In a fight. And I told him not to talk to me anymore, and now I regret that.
Well, of course. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I did that with Norman.
I was planning on seeing him in about 2 weeks or three, somewhere around there. But
yeah,
that's not going to happen now, unfortunately. I really wish it would have. Wish it would have been a couple weeks sooner, you know?
I'm mad at him over something stupid because he wouldn't have understood. Because, you know, we have different kind of lives, and, you know, I was upset that I couldn't get a hold of him when my dad died, and he's not going to he wouldn't have understood that totally, so.
Right.
Stupid things, and then you can't take them back.
That's true.
But,
yeah.
I mean, I have fond memories of him.
Well, that's good.
He introduced me to Climax of Blue Power.
There you go.
There we go.
Alpha Blue Archives, yeah.
Yeah, so it's his fault that I started liking the Ruffies.
Well.
Yeah. Geez. Did you hear we just called TMZ? Did you hear that portion of the program?
You called TMZ?
Yeah, we called him to cuss him out.
Yeah.
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 Good.
I even
too bad you couldn't, like, take out. Too bad you can't say anything about the idiots that are commenting on him.
I can. Who are they? I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Oh, all these people leaving comments of, like, oh, what a lightweight, and going on about, like, being rich and just couldn't handle it. It's like.
Oh, yeah, that's ridiculous.
He had his issues, and we all have our issues, and. No one's immune. No one's immune.
Hey. I'm not.
This is just extra hard because of, you know, his dad being so high status that it has to be on the news all the time. And every time I see him on the news, then I start crying.
Of course.
Well, you got us. If you ever need anything, you know, you got us. You got people that understand you. You got us in this community. We care. You know what I mean?
And I know there's a lot of other people hurting just as bad and even more. I was on the phone earlier with his co-star from Chaos, Steve Wozniak, and we talked for a while.
Yep. As a matter of fact, I thought about that movie just last night. I was like, I'm really glad I have that movie because I just thought Sage was really good in it, and I'm really glad that I was able to find it and hang on to it. So there you go. It's not that easy to find anymore.
It. Oh yeah, how many you want? I got 20 copies of it in the warehouse here.
Oh good.
I don't have my copy anymore because I had I was broke and had to sell some stuff on Amazon, and I think some idiot spent like $60 or something on it.
Wow.
What movie was it?
Chaos.
Chaos.
DeFalco didn't mind. I mean.
That's funny.
I can hook you up if you want one.
Yeah, I would.
Okay. I'll take care
of it. Just know, Pete, that you're an awesome person, and you've always been an awesome person to me, like, from Jamie and everybody, you know?
Hey, I try. I'm one of the few left.
Yeah. Oh, Allison, I got Jamie Gillis' signature tattooed on my leg.
Yeah, I never got to meet Jamie. I got the one phone call where he called himself the Intimate Bandit, and I didn't believe it was him at first. And
did I do
just
that?
Laugh.
Oh, wow. Wow.
You got me his autograph.
Yeah, I know.
That's funny.
And
Pete.
I still have that, and I appreciate that. I wish I had sent like an enema bag or something for you to have signed.
Guys were walking around with them.
And Sage knew about my Jamie Gillis obsession, so they had been talking about doing a project, and I'd be like, so you were talking to Sage, and Jamie would get all paranoid, like, how do you know?
Yeah, I was talking to Long Jean the other day on Facebook, and I said, yeah, you should come up to Waste. And she was, what am I going to sell, stump socks? And I said, well, Jamie was autographing enema bags, and she goes, I was on the receiving end of those.
That is funny.
Yeah.
Jamie was funny. He was sweet, though.
Yeah, we were up there. We were up there on a Thursday night. We were in the bar holding down furniture. We were so drunk. Yeah, nobody knew. Nobody. It was another situation. Nobody knew. You know.
Yeah, that was. The thing is, when he was dealing with that, he used to write me a lot about my dad when my dad passed away, and the way he wrote, now I realize he was also talking about himself. Of course, I didn't know until later I realized all this talk about Dad was also about him.
Wow. Didn't even know.
I mean, that's ought to come up to Wasteland sometime, you know, just come on up there, you know.
I told her.
Come on up there, yeah. You ought to come up to Cinema Wasteland this October.
If I can get the money for a plane ticket, because that is my goal, to get to Cinema Wasteland. Honestly, that is the one I want to be at.
Yeah, you'd have a good time.
Valley girl, all I get is the West Coast conventions. I'm dreaming of an East Coast convention.
That'll be good. That'll be real good.
Yeah. Maybe I'll get myself a nice paying job in the meantime, and then I can buy a ticket.
I thought you got a job.
Well, it's like filling in for people right now, so... You know, stabbing people with needles, taking blood, but I might have like something more full time soon. So
good.
I enjoy it quite a bit, not in the twisted way. Just I actually enjoy it.
Not in the twisted way, mind you. That's yeah. Awesome.
After getting stuck.
Most people think I became a full bottomist because of horror movies, and it was actually just because of my dad dying. I wanted to do something in the medical field.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, Wasteland, I want to be there. Of course, that's a fun place to stay and everything else, but...
Yeah, Sharon Mitchell's going to be here this October.
Who is? I didn't hear you.
Sharon Mitchell.
Sharon Mitchell.
Oh, I met her once, and she didn't like one of my ex-boyfriends. I thought it was funny. It's not a good sign if she doesn't like one of my ex-boyfriends. It's like, ooh.
That's awesome.
God, I hope I don't. I hope I was I on the air? Because now I'm like scared of how I sound.
You're on the air.
Yep, you're still on the air.
Oh, okay.
You'll be constantly downloaded.
Huh?
You'll be constantly downloaded.
It'll be great. People, for you.
People actually
it's
listen.
It's not visual. No one wants to hear my voice.
That's funny.
God forbid if I was visual.
What? Can hear ya.
I said, God forbid if I was visual. People would be able to stand it. I have props.
Oh.
I'd be throwing poop at the screen. Yeah. Really.
Scary. That doesn't surprise me a bit.
Well, actually, we had this really twisted spin-off show. Because Griff, are you still here?
I'm here. I'm just chilling. Yeah.
We had this really twisted spin-off show called the Dark Guy's Displeasure Chest, because Todd fired somebody. It was the Dark Girl's Pleasure Chest. And, like, we were just so crude on the whole thing for, like, 4 weeks straight. We were getting, like, actually big, big number listeners.
Really?
It's the way it always works, though.
Yeah. And then something happened. We got to bring that back. We keep saying that. But
it's true.
Yeah. I can call it with crudeness.
The fans demand. Oh, I don't know if you could top the idiot he had from fucking England. Jeez.
Oh, gosh. I actually have some, like, weirdo that's messaging me from England, like,
This was some chick Todd gave a show to.
Yeah.
Yeah, who was? Whatever happened to her?
She just disappeared. I don't know where she went.
She was talking about guys wanting to put their foot in her ass and then doing all kinds of weird shit, and then she'd get upset at you for talking shit about her on Facebook and how she wanted to be treated like a woman. I'm like,
I draw the line at feet in my ass.
I'm like, you want me to feed you a shit sandwich, but then yet in the other, you know, and between 7 and 8, you want to be treated like a woman and respected, and then from like 9 to 10, you want to eat shit sandwiches off of a fucking boot. So I don't know. I never couldn't quite understand where she was coming from half the time.
Yowza.
Was she a fan of Walking Toilet Bowl series?
I don't know what
She told me her and her lover checked in a hotel and they're both into water sports and they completely destroyed a queen size bed. And I'm like, why the fuck would I want to know this? You know?
Right.
Sometimes us females can be a little TMI.
Yeah, she made that reference to me a couple of times too, where she informed me that she liked to surprise gentlemen while they were performing oral pleasures on her by just doing it in their face. And I told her one time, I was like, you know, if you would have done that to me, I'd hit you right square in the fucking throat. You know, I would just hit you in the throat, got up and left. You know.
Yeah. Excuse me, I have to go get something out of my bag.
That is frightening.
But apparently that offended her. So,
I don't know. For some reason, I got along with her. I have no fucking clue why. You know, I just played along with the whole gimmick.
Did you get along with the perverts?
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you wonder what's real and what's Memorex, you know?
Well,
you know I'm real.
Oh, yeah, I know that. That's what I love and respect about you.
But I love
these people that say, this is going to shock you. I'm like, no. I was in New York during the heyday. There is not one goddamn thing I'm going to see that's going to shock me. Nothing.
Wow.
Unless you can shove a midget up a fucking lesbian's ass and she pukes him out, it's not going to shock me.
We're going to get called for midget haters now. Great.
Yeah, you guys have seen it. I mean, like, when Fred Lincoln would tell me stories, and it's like, you have to write a book, Fred. And you'd be like, no, I want to stay here.
No, actually, people do. I'm writing a book. People want to hear these stories. I mean, he's probably, you know, from his perspective, he's probably got a lot more crazier shit than I ever saw, you know?
Yeah, I'm wondering if he'd let me record some of his ideas or something, some of his stories.
Well, you got to figure he was one of the earliest guys over in New York as far as being in loops and things like that too, and then features. I mean, he was in Andy Milligan's Flesh Pot on 42nd Street.
I got that on VHS tape. Yep,
I know. So
happy.
He's still my god in defiance.
Your god.
I have that poster.
I have a defiance poster.
Cool.
And I got Fred to sign it. I'm all like, and I got his digits at the same time.
I met Fred at Wasteland when they had the last house from the left reunion.
Was that at, like, back in like 2008 maybe, or?
That was 2004.
2004? Yeah, I remember. Oh, I'm getting my years wrong. Because I remember there was one, maybe 2009 or 2009, that they did out here.
Wow.
And since David can't defend himself, I was really mad at him because I was wearing a really trampy outfit, and he decided he tried to pants me at the table.
Wow, ooh. That's not very nice.
Yeah, it's hard to grab a thong because I was wearing such a short skirt. I was wearing a thong, and he's like, all right, and he tried to grab it, but I'm a girl, so I know how to quickly cross my legs, and so we couldn't do it.
Well, that's at least something, right?
Yeah.
I was not happy about that, though.
Well, like, I'm sure.
I crush my legs, I crush my nuts.
Oh,
I mean, that's at a convention. It's like, let's talk about how convention rumors start.
Yeah.
I want to.
Well,
start a fun. Bring Alice in the Wasteland.
You'll fly her up as a guest.
Yeah, necromistress.
That may not be that far-fetched, because I don't know how much merchandise I'm going to have left by April, and I got two tables no matter what I do, so who knows? Maybe.
I can, like, just sit on the table and...
Yeah. Well,
I got this for sale.
Yeah, just so you know, they got an Asian chick that crushes cans with her pussy out in the parking lot.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a hard-pressed thing to top, and I wouldn't want you to even try it.
Ain't that the one Todd missed when he was playing video games in the room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was a 10th anniversary show. I mean, she crushed two stacks of five cans in a stack. You know.
Well, she was having fun with me in 2007 spring. Yeah.
Well, October is going to be right after my birthday, and I think she should shoot a fireball at her ass for me. That's what I think.
Oh my God.
That's what I want to see.
Stick a Roman candle in her ass.
They've never tried to shoot anything out of my ass.
Well, I think
a fireball shot out my ass aimed at that fucking guy with the mohawk, that would make my night.
Guy who has that metal show tattooed on his head?
Yeah, shoot him in the face with a flaming fucking fireball. Not Asian hooker's ass, and that would make my night. Did somebody just fall over?
It sounded like it. I don't know what that was.
No. Did we lose somebody?
I don't think so.
I'm up,
right? Allison, you okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. See, she's there.
You're there. Okay.
Yeah. See?
Yeah, now you guys have gotten me extremely curious about Cinema Wasteland even more.
Yeah, the guy's on that metal show, and he has tattooed that metal show on his head. I mean, he's pretty wild, but he's out there, and he's at almost every Wasteland. I mean, I kind of hope he's there this October. He brings the party with him, you know?
No, he doesn't.
No?
No. We hate him. Just because you like him doesn't make him cool. We fucking hate him.
I'm sorry.
I know the couple of times that I went out there, every time I got off the airport and was waiting for the shuttle to take me to the hotel, I kept running into the same guy. He looked like the big Indian off of One Crew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
That might be him. That might be him. Does he wear a cutoff t-shirt?
I couldn't tell. Every time I seen him, he was always just wearing like a jean jacket, like just long.
Ooh, the cutoff t-shirt went out in the 80s.
He had like long, straight black hair, kind of a slump to his walk, you know.
Smoke a lot?
No, this guy didn't. I
guy's got a pack of Marlboro Red stuck in his face 24/7.
No.
Yeah.
Wow. That'd be good. I haven't been smoking lately.
I haven't smoked a cigarette. I can't remember. You know who got my last cigarette? The Babysitter Twins from Grindhouse.
There you go.
I was at a show, and they go, can you give us a cigarette? I go, yeah, it's my last cigarette. And they go, what do you mean? I said, it's my last cigarette. Take it. It's over. It's done. I'm not smoking no more. Except for weed. I have to do something.
I don't do that. It would just make me paranoid.
I know. Makes me paranoid, too, that he keeps me in the house away from people.
Oh, wait, I already do that.
It's funny.
I only run down to the supermarket to buy cherries because they're on sale. Okay.
I've become like the hermit, you know?
I tell you, the way people are, it's easy to do. That's why I got a dog.
Well, really, in all honesty, I think we all become hermits at one time or another just because it's easier.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Right. Yeah. I mean, people like us, we're just misunderstood. People understand people like us, you know? They just don't. You're either born this way or you're not, you know? It's just their problem, you know? I mean.
Damn, we got Lady Gaga on the line.
What?
He's born this way.
Just getting myself to go out. I mean, I'll make plans to go out. And
you know what sucks? You came to Jersey right after I left.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's not even something I want to remember.
Yeah. Now you know why I left that fucking piece of shit state.
Yeah, but I should never have dated that prick.
I was very amazed when you told me what you were doing, and I'm like, why do you want to go from one bad situation to another bad situation?
Well, I learned my lesson. Don't date anybody that, you know, is in whatever is left of the misfits.
Oh, Lord.
Don't date musicians. That's the whole problem.
Yeah, no more musicians.
Musicians are completely unstable. I don't give a shit who's listening to this, and I'll pick the argument because I have lost friends that have become musicians because they become completely unstable and so impressed with themselves.
What's sad to say is, like, probably the nicest guy I had any kind of dating thing with over the last few years, and people are going to, like, go, ew, but it was Ron Jeremy.
Oh, my God, Ron.
He was nice.
They're all nice.
He was in St. Louis in June, yeah.
He would actually drive, which was a good and a bad thing, because I don't like to drive, but his driving was scary, and gave me gas money and paid my cell bill, and he was just actually nice. It was like,
wow, I
surprised.
That's not saying much, Pete.
Yeah, a lot of people gave me crap about that one. I'm like, you know what? He's got better manners than a lot of the guys.
Well, you know something?
Here.
If you're happy with somebody, you're happy with somebody. That's all. I mean, I don't know what the fuck I do. No, you know, nope. No woman in the right mind wants to get involved with me because they think I'm. I don't know what they think, but you know something? Fuck it.
Same here.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're cool. So.
Oh, thank you.
You know that I've always thought you're a cool dude.
I know.
That's cool.
Move out to Ohio, we'll raise farm animals.
What?
So move out to Ohio, we'll raise farm animals.
There you go.
That's actually, I love this state. You can basically do whatever you want.
Yeah. Open up a midget farm.
I can buy an alligator if I want to.
Oh.
Well, there you go.
I mean, I already got a pond in my backyard, and there's frogs in it. That's great.
Got a midget farm.
Got about a minute, Pete.
Minute? Okay, well. All right, well, I'm going to thank everybody for calling in. We're going to wrap it up. I know we went off track again, but our condolences to the entire Stallone family. Rest in peace, Sage, and also Ernie Borgnine. You were the best man. Rest in peace, too. And until next week, stay sick, because we're going to have a very special show next week. We'll be right back.
your ticket to an all-night, 24/7 evening at the Grindhouse. You want spaghetti westerns? How about The Man with No Name? Django? Yeah, they're all in here. How about some bikers like the Hell's Angels, Satan's Slaves, Satan's Sadists? You want some blood and guts? Well, how about H.G. Lewis, Andy Milligan, John Carpenter, George A. Romero, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Ghastly Ones, Ilsa, She-Wolf of the SS? All those hot, horny mistresses guaranteed to dominate your dreams. They're all yours right here in the Grindhouse.
So grab yourself a seat on Saturday night. The booze is blowing, tits are big and the bush is tight. Welcome to the Grindhouse. It's more than Second Street Pete. Get down at the Grindhouse. Always meet fresh meat. Welcome to the Grindhouse. There's a man for the Second Street Pete. Brand new kind of sleazy. Welcome to the Grindhouse. It's 42nd Street Pete. Get down at the Grindhouse, baby.